Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with another episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I have a friend over to watch an episode of the show, and then we critically deconstruct it for you in a very academic way. And I'm super psyched because today's guest is John Daly.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Who was tripping balls over this super weird episode. I specifically was like, I got a super weird episode for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
The one that we just watched is called Mystery Weekend.
It was a big swing.
It was crazy. And the original air date was December 21st, 1991.
Yeah.
And again, we were like, that wasn't even when Clue the movie was out. Like, I don't know why they were capitalizing on the non-existent murder mystery craze.
Right. I think it's because the writers are like in diapers, like geriatric old people writing for young people. Like, they're just like, yeah, do a Clue thing, or maybe I should kill myself. Yeah. Or, I don't know. Oh my God. I'm like, they have so much money. They just don't care about life. Yeah. This show, man, I've never watched it. Like, it is just so phoned in.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's talking to each other. Like, it made me nauseous. And, like, it makes you check out. Like, if people aren't people are like, it's amazing how bad it is, you know? Like, and how, like, poorly put together it is. It just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like, but I watched things that were this bad, but I passed this.
You passed on this one to get to Pauly Shore.
I was too cool
or
for this one. I watched a lot of MTV, and I thought, you know, The Weasel was pretty cool. Pauly Shore. You know.
Okay, so, well, what I need you to do now, before we, like, really go beat by beat, I just need you to give a brief synopsis of the entire plot. Just, like, 4 or 5 sentences.
Right.
Which there isn't much plot to this one.
First, the great theme song, please. And then, man, Screech was really bugging me, but we can talk about that. So this is, like, a murder mystery. They show up. You're thrown into this universe of Clue. Like, you're thrown into a Clue universe with Clue-like, almost never named, actually, characters.
Yeah.
Like, you're thrown into a world which is never, there's no, like, opening where they're, like, at high school, like, we're going to the murder mystery weekend.
Right.
It's just, here we are at this spooky house. And then a crazy butler comes out who is this hacky, weird garbage actor
comes out
and he's like, hello everyone, please come in, we're going to have a spooky time. and like Screech is like, oh boy, yoinks or whatever. And man, the outfits, that one outfit like they had Screech in was transferable to, like, if Jean-Michel Basquiat showed up in that outfit in Studio 54 in like 1981, it would just be seamless. It would be like a night out for Jean-Michel Basquiat. But they had one Screech outfit that was ridiculously hip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
On anyone besides Screech, it would be ridiculously
hip. It would be like
hip.
People, yeah, at some coffee shop in Silver Lake would be wearing it.
Okay, so then a blonde guy comes out, and all these characters are kind of like Mr. Green, Mrs. Scarlet, but or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But the maid is probably like the Miss Scarlet-ish of it. And they found this woman who's like, what, like probably
she's
like 50,
50
maybe 45 going on 51.
Yes.
Or something
yeah.
Like
yeah.
That.
Totally.
And she like almost hot. Like,
yeah. Like, but yeah, like a mom, but like
a weird mom. It must have been like somebody's like
somebody
weird...
who thought their mom was hot was like, I think my mom's hot enough to play the French maid.
Yeah. And it then, was yeah, like, yeah, it was Screech's mom or something.
Yeah. in real life.
But then like they, oh man, when I was saying like, I was just thinking like, when they were described, the plot is, it escaped me because like things like this, when I watch them, it just like glazes me over.
Right.
I just like trying to pay attention. But the plot points, like when they were giving out the final finer details of the plot, and like Zach Morris was like, you know, like we gotta, it was surely, it couldn't have been, the logic says that it couldn't have been Mr. Goofy Face in the kitchen room. So we have to surmise, like I could hear the ticking of the universe. I was like, it's worse than solitary confinement, like a bad acting of like poorly memorized lines. You can see like the mourning in all their faces.
Right.
It's really,
well, basically the overall thing is just they go to a mystery weekend now,
yeah,
that's,
and you're
like,
weirdly thrown into it. There's no precursor.
Well, that's what I want to say. So the thing starts off like, you're right, they just walk into the mansion and it's them being like, hey, we're here for the murder mystery weekend.
Yeah.
And they go, they just briefly say, hey, Lisa, it's cool that you won this radio station contest.
Right. They now, briefly, yeah, they scuttle over.
Well, I want to talk about that because, get ready, because I get like really deep into it. That's the whole point of this podcast. I like to really get all the meat off the bone.
Let's go for it. And hey, man, listen.
Okay. I can't think of a worse radio station contest. If I'm a teenager and I'm listening to the cool radio station and they're like, hey, caller number 10, you get a weekend at a murder mystery house.
Yeah.
Pass. I'm not calling in.
Yeah, that's the most uncool thing. You're
like, what 16-year-old is into that?
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit in my weird basement and like, you know, practice jerking off whatever I did at that point of my life. That's all I did.
Yeah, so that alone is weird.
And also, this does not exist. Like, does this exist? Is there a is there a precedent for a Clue House? Like, I guess there is, right? Like,
I mean, there must be somewhere.
Maybe there was
Well, this is in L.A. This takes place in L.A., so I bet that, like, actors, actory actors who are, like, in acting classes are like, we work here on the weekends at this mystery house.
I guess you could say it's like they have places like that. Like, it's like Jekyll and Hyde or whatever.
Yeah, like I don't think, where'd you grow up?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, like, there's nothing, I grew up in Atlanta. Like, there's nothing where we grew up like that, but I guess maybe in L.A.
Yeah.
They would have something like that.
But it feels almost like the lazy creation. All right, how can we do a Clue episode?
Right.
How can we do Clue?
Yeah.
We got to do Clue. They're going to fucking Clue. Whatever. We'll figure out the clue of it all later. It'll be Mr. Yellow and Mrs. Red, right? Yeah. And then this other guy, General Guy, and the guy with the mustache. They're the guy with the mustache. They're like, yeah, a handful of Clue-ish characters, and then whatever. Yeah, and then everyone thinks Zach did it, and then he's got to give a speech. Zach's great at giving those speeches, and then, oh, God, sorry, oh, God, I haven't seen my children. So anyway.
So that's what happened in
the
writer's
room. So she wins a radio contest.
She wins the world's worst radio contest.
Yeah.
They, and also, I guess it was like you and six of your friends get to come to this.
All the people on your show, high school, get to come.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No Mr. Belding in this episode.
No Mr. Belding, which is weird. But yeah, so they show up, and then that's the other thing too, is they are the only non-adults at this. Because they show all the other participants, which I guess we're also to assume they won the same radio station. This 80-year-old couple called into the same radio station that 16-year-old Lisa did. So, okay.
It's the 90s. People are, you know, that's when radio was still dominating
radio was a big
the airwaves.
So. But they're the only non-adults. And if you're an adult that, or maybe they paid for this, like, wouldn't you be pissed? If you're like a grown couple and you're like, hey, honey.
Yeah.
I got us tickets to this mystery weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad we're going to finally get a vacation away from the kids and like do this thing. And then they show up and like six teenagers walk in. Like you'd be like, I want my money back. Like this sucks.
Yeah. Likewise for the teenagers. These smelly old people are walking in.
Like, oh, I don't want to party with gramps.
And like, the old people walk in. They're like, who's that little like screechy kid that it looks like he's in the Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
Like his pants. He had this like weird zoot suit out. Like, not the Jean-Michel Basquiat thing. Like he had like a weird zoot suit pants outfit look that was like really terrible.
Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, yeah. Really phoning it in. Like, you know, he makes Urkel look like, you know,
like GQ
Laurence Olivier. Coming.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so that's already like everything about this is totally weird. It's weird how psyched teenagers are to go stay at a mystery house. So then, so they walk in, and that's when.
But it's vaguely like, what are they? Oh yeah, so they walk in. People start getting murdered.
Well, they. I was just saying that as soon as they get there, like the French maid walks through, like sashays through, and that's when Zach and Slater are like, yeah, and then, again. She's old enough to be their mom.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't even go, oh, she's hot, because they'd go, oh, that lady's my mom's age.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm not
if
into
I was
it.
Drunk at a party, I'd see that woman and be like, all right, let's go upstairs. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a sleazebag. But, you know, she was, I mean, for a television show that's on at 4 p.m. or whatever. What time was this actually on?
Well,
they were like, too hot of a girl is going to show up, Tiffany.
Right, right. Well, it first ran Saturday mornings. And then, yeah, I watched it after school. So, yeah, it was like in the afternoons.
That totally makes sense. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So she's like Saturday morning hot, I guess. But, yeah, so she walks through and they're like, oh, holy fuck, hottest chick ever. And it's like, calm down. She's 45. Mm-hmm. And then they all get drinks. And, of course, they're teenagers, so they're like, here's your Pepsi or whatever. Yeah. And then that's when...
I believe Zach Morris had a strawberry kiwi.
Lisa did. Lisa hand a drink, and they're like, what is that? And she goes, it's a mango tonic with a kiwi twist.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they also... I think Jesse is, like, alarmed and goes, are you going to drink that? And I'm like, I don't think that has alcohol in it. Like, they act like she got an alcoholic drink, but none of that is alcohol, is it?
I don't think
tonic
so.
Water is just
maybe
tonic.
For the old people that were visiting, they could have, for the radio contest,
have
some alcohol in it. I don't know. Maybe they give them virgin daiquiris. But they did give them, like, what appeared to be some sort of, like...
I would guess something like this where you're staying for the weekend, I would guess you'd have to be 18 or older to get into it.
Yeah, or 21 or older.
Or 21 or older. Well, like, I don't think they'd let 16-year-olds stay there.
Listen, in the Saved by the Bell, there's any number of universes of possibility.
Yeah. That's true. But I think they would have like an age limit.
Reality is very plastic. Yeah. There's no real logic to it.
So she's drinking her weird drink and then they go hang out with the guy who's playing piano. There's like, you know, the club, like the jazz pianist in the thing, and he's playing and then he's smoking. Who's smoking? Somebody's smoking.
He's got highlight, the blonde highlights guy. With the mustache, like the effete kind of blonde.
Maybe that.
Guy.
Maybe he's the
hello.
One. Hello. Yeah.
Like there's the spooky butler that's like, hello.
Right.
And then there's the guy that's like, hello, I'm gay and happy to have a job in Hollywood.
I think he's supposed to be like the overseer of everything. Like, isn't he like
right.
the ringleader?
He's the
of,
ringmaster. Yeah.
Of the murder or whatever. Yeah. So he's smoking because, and I just noted that because Kelly makes such a production of going, hey, did you know smoking's dangerous? And then Screech goes, yeah, and secondary smoke is deadly.
Yeah.
Like, just makes this huge statement.
That was amazing. Yeah. I wanted to talk about that. I mean, that's like a network mandate.
My God.
Do they have to do that? I mean, you've seen every episode. Do that a lot?
Yeah. I mean, they have like an anti-drug episode, like a full episode with it. So, yeah, I mean, that was a total PSA. Like, you guys got to shoehorn this in.
Incidentally, if you ever get to see the anti-drug episode of the Wayans Brothers, it is... A classic piece of television.
Wait. What? The Wayans Brothers, like the sitcom that they
had?
The
Wayans Brothers is a sitcom. They have an anti-marijuana, and they are clearly blazed out of their gourds the entire time. And they're like, and it's just, it's so ridiculous.
Who gets caught? Like their kids get caught?
No, they,
doing it
like one of them starts to have a problem with it. And then it's like,
oh,
but he starts
like
to act.
To
he
weed?
Starts to act like real goofy. Like he's like, oh, why are you juggling? Like, you know, like I'm just feeling crazy. I'm on this crazy weed, you know, like it's so general and weird. And like, it's like this episode, like everything, nothing gets specific. It's very just like, it's for making children zone out and
right.
be like, how did you feel about, I'm curious, like as a 50, you saw, 15 was your time for watching this,
well,
right?
I watched the original run on Saturday mornings, like when I was in middle school. And for me, again, don't, I wasn't like, this is good. I was super into it, but I also thought, oh, this is what high school is going to be like. Because right. when I'm watching it in middle school, I'm like, this is what high school is going to be like. And then when I watched the reruns in high school, of course, I was like, what? High school is nothing like this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it was this comfort. It was like a comforting, as a latchkey kid, especially, I was like, I'm going to come home. I'm going to eat my snack. Yeah. And I know I'm going to watch 2 hours of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
It was like part of my routine. Yeah. Yeah.
I drink milk out of the carton. That was my milk days. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to drink half a gallon of milk. I never crave milk anymore.
That was your after school snack?
Back in high school, I used to like have hockey practice, and then I'd get out of hockey practice, I'd go home, and I'd just chug, because I was just growing. I don't know what it was, but I drank a lot of milk. I craved it. I came home craving it. I would take it out and be like, like, it was disgusting.
That's the least, like, thirst-quenching thing,
I know, but it wasn't thirst-quenching. It was like food-related. It was like protein. I like, my body like needed, it was weird. I just love milk. Now I can't even touch it. Or else I get poop, diarrhea everywhere. So anyway, what I was going to wonder, what I was wondering was that, were you like sexually attracted to these people? Like,
oh, Zach, without question.
Like, okay, Zach is.
Zach's hot as fuck.
By the way, Macklemore haircut came back. Zach Morris. No, this is 1991. He's got
defense,
a Macklemore haircut.
Macklemore's is like for real shaved though. His is almost like Hitler style, like shaved on the sides. Like Zach at least has some hair there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's better or worse.
It's better. It's better.
Zach has like that, you know, brown hair shaved underneath and like blonde hair on top.
Blonde on top. Yeah.
Very sexy Malibu look.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Lisa's look for a second.
You were popping boners for Lisa big
Lisa's
time.
Lisa's gorgeous.
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Everyone's gorgeous. Jesse's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
Goes without saying.
Yes.
Her name is synonymous with beauty.
Yeah.
But I think Lisa is special. Like, she's beautiful.
I think she's super beautiful.
And you can kind of, like, see that she's a sweet person.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, like...
Zach I was into for real, though.
Zach you were into for real.
For real. Because I'm into, like, preppy dudes in real life.
But what about Slater?
He Slater was so cool. Not into. Like, because I'm just not into, like, mullets and, like... I didn't care about muscles or whatever in high school.
Yeah,
so I wasn't into that.
You were
that.
Into Morrissey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm into like a clean cut vibe.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Zach Morris is every girl's fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a nice guy. Some girls like Slater. Like, he's for like, you know.
He's like the bad, I think he's more of a bad boy
he's
than
Latina.
Zach. Well, and he's just like so insanely ripped.
Yeah.
That it's like, what? Something he clearly is
he
roided
was like
out.
The Alfonso Ribeiro of this show.
Yeah.
They were like, we can't get Alfonso Ribeiro. We need exactly what he is, but younger, because now he's on The Fresh Prince or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
And
yes.
So they just got Slater. He's literally like, it's Ricky Schroeder, Zach
yes,
Morris.
It's
like
Ricky Schroeder.
The updated, everything's the same. Like,
right. It's like updated teen people from like all other shows. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's what I want to know, too. Is there a version? Is this happening now? This is totally on the Disney Channel.
Well, probably on the Disney. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's anything on network TV. Like, are there still even like Saturday morning cartoons kind of thing now?
I'm sure. Yeah, there's children's programming on Saturday morning. Yeah.
So I'm sure there's probably some. I know there's versions of this on Disney, but like whether or not there's a version of this on Saturday morning still, I don't know.
Right, right. But, and they're always like rich. It's like Rich, Zach, and Cody or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're rich.
Yeah.
I guess this is better. At least they're like, well, they go to Bayside, so they're probably upper middle class.
Yeah, I mean, they live in the palace. They're not poor.
Yeah.
But there are actual plots where they have to raise money to do things.
Yeah.
So it isn't just like, look at how rich we are, like everything on Disney Channel is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where that is, like Zach and Cody, that is the whole thing. They're like, we live in a rich hotel because we're rich kids, and that's like the
whole
premise.
We're just rich,
premise.
And it's a bummer, man. It's tough. We got to go to school. Fuck our parents. We're rich.
Is that the
At
whole
least
idea?
This is like the daily struggles. These are like human struggles. Saved by the Bell. They're in this Clue house. There's a murder.
Human struggles.
Okay, let's talk about the fact that the first murder is...
Well, yeah, they go...
The Igor type.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, the first murder is the... Well, they all sit down to dinner. They all sit down to this giant dinner table, and then the guy who's like the head of the house is like... Yeah. Hello, everyone. Enjoy your dinner. And then when the butler comes out to serve it, he collapses and has a giant knife in his back.
Right.
So I love that. And I do, I mean, I know it's fake too, but it is still the funny thing of like knife and back, instant death. Like you, somebody could probably just take it out and you'd live. But
you
anyway,
could tell when that actor died, you could tell how much he, how highly he regarded his acting.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's totally like, and then like collapses.
It was a dark moment for
me. And then it was just funny because Zach stands up immediately.
Yeah.
And goes, oh, I totally can solve it. And it's da da da.
Well, the lights
like,
went out, right? The lights go out, and then they come back up, and all of a sudden he's like, he's down. And then Zach Morris comes up, I'll solve it.
Yeah, I'll solve it.
And then he starts putting, and admittedly, then whenever Zach Morris was like, okay, you were in this, then I, like I said, like I just went, oh my God, I can't pay attention. Like the plot, the plotting of it, like there was jokeless moments of like a minute and a half with no joke or action.
Yeah, when he's just doing the clue thing of.
Very seriously.
It was the maid in the dining room with the knife, like whatever.
As if it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. There was drama as if this thing was real and somebody really died.
Right. So he, but he stands up and is like, I can solve it. And then that's when, you know, the guy, running the place was like, not so fast, buddy. And the detective, they call a detective, quote unquote, like the fakey detective in the game.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the game, it's like the game's still running. So fakey detective comes in. He's like, hey, I'm going to solve this crime or whatever. And then the lights go out again. He collapses with like 20 arrows in his back.
Yeah. It's like...
Which is my favorite.
20 arrows.
That
That's
happened
how
at
he's
one
killed.
Time. So because that means somebody loaded a bow with 20 arrows at once.
A giant bone arrow with 20 arrows and shot him from 2 feet away.
And they all go like only perfectly in his back in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They thought, the producers thought that was so cute.
Oh,
and
totally.
Funny.
Yeah,
you can
just
see all these moments of like, oh my God, he's going to have like 10. Oh my God, we're so great.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so adorable. Yeah.
So he collapses like 20 arrows in his back.
And then you, at a certain point, you pointed out that the phone rings and you can hear them press play.
Yeah, it's like the
hissing. You can hear the Dolby hiss of like spring.
Yes.
It's so ghetto.
Like they couldn't just call a phone.
Yeah.
Like how easy is that?
Put a phone out there and ring it. Don't have like,
that's
all
so
right,
easy
press,
to do.
Press play on the phone, union guy. All right, I'm out of here. Ring, ring. I'm out of here.
It's so easy to call a phone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like the fakest sound effect ever.
This
because I think the guy goes to answer the fake phone, and then that's when the detective gets killed. And then, by the way, while the detective's in there, Screech has changed into a Sherlock Holmes outfit, and you actually made the best joke. You were like, Screechlock Holmes.
Screechlock Holmes.
Which
as soon as he
perfect.
Comes out, I was like, Screechlock Holmes.
And then he comes out and he goes, Sherlock Screech here.
I was like, mine was
worse
better.
Worse joke than yours.
Yeah, it's weird that Saved by the Bell has a worse joke than ours.
You should have been hired to do punch up
guys,
on the Saved by the Bell script.
Does anyone need me? I can kill it. I will kill it.
So then the fake detective in the game is killed with 20 bow and arrows in his back. So then the old lady, it turns out her name is Mrs. Bankhead, she gets her diamond necklace stolen. Like when the lights go out, when the fake detective gets killed, her necklace is stolen because they come back on and she's like, my necklace, right?
Yeah.
And that's when the head of the household guy is like, oh, that's not part of the game. He's like,
that's
hold on a
real.
Minute. Yeah.
Which is part of the game.
Right. But so
this has more levels than the movie The Game.
This is like Inception, right? Like totally. Okay, so but in Saved by the Bell logic, he's telling them this is not part of the game. So I'm going to call the real police because you shouldn't have had your diamonds stolen.
Yes, yes.
While he's standing there saying this, a huge statue of like a knight in armor
with a huge axe
falls. And Lisa pushes him out of the way just in time.
Yeah.
Which, not really, because the axe is like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like... And then, answer me this. Like, and then after that axe falls, Slater and Zach are like... What do they say? They're like, that was planned. Yeah, I was like, that wasn't planned.
Yeah, they go, that's part of the game. And then the guy is like, no, it isn't. Yeah, they are like, oh, that's clearly planned.
And then... The one genuine laugh is very soon, if not now, when Screech says to the old woman whose diamond necklace has been stolen.
Right.
He says some sarcastic
something
comment.
About a battle axe or like that old axe.
That old battle axe. And she hits him with a bag. And the woman who hits him is very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a funny way of hitting Screech. And then Screech does his classic shoulder shrug, like,
yeah, just like, wah, wah.
Yeah. Sad man.
But they, okay, so the axe falls. Lisa pushes that guy out of the way and is super like, you saved my life, which I'm like, the axe is like 10 feet tall. It would have mildly inconvenienced him because it would have like
balanced on his shoulder. If anyone was trying to kill somebody, it's the most crazy. Yeah, well, we'll delicately balance the axe. So hopefully he walks to this part of the room where the axe is and then he will be under the axe and then the axe will hook. What a plot.
And then it'll maybe hit him on the shoulder, but the actual blade is like 3 feet higher than his head.
Yeah.
Like it never would have worked.
Another thing the writers were just like, all right, well, just do, just do the axe thing. Yeah. It doesn't look real. Well.
Who cares? Teenagers aren't going to know.
What are we doing? Do you guys want to go home? Do you guys want to go home at 4:30 again today?
Yeah.
Because we're millionaires.
Let's get this. Let's just get this out of the way. Get it on the page. Yep. Who cares? Yep.
Let's go buy stuff.
So she pushes it out of the way. The guy is like, oh my God, you saved my life. And then she's like shaken by it because she's like, oh my God, I was so near death that this axe was going to fall. Okay, so the guy tells everyone, this is real.
Yeah.
Everyone, a real murderer is here.
Yeah.
You guys all need to pack your things and go. Okay. Here's my thing with that. If I'm...
Get out of that. Yeah.
You leave immediately.
You leave.
You leave immediately.
Yeah.
You call cop. I go, guess what? I'm not leaving this room until cops come.
Yeah.
I'm not going to freely walk around this house if you're telling me that like an
actual...
And a
real cop, not a goofball detective with fake eyebrows.
Yes.
By the way, the worst makeup, the worst old person makeup I've ever seen in my life. He was like, well, let's see, Screech. Now, where were you when the knife? So terrible. How can anyone like be in the same room as these performances where the eye lines aren't even close to matching up? These people are looking like 8 feet away from each other, just like delivering a line, just like thinking about their fucking laundry. Like, just like, man, I gotta fold a lot of laundry after this. Screech, what are you doing? I don't know, man. So weird.
So they go, everyone is super chill. That's the thing, is even though they don't know it's still part of the game, to them it's a real murder. And they're all just beyond chill. Even the adults are like, all right, cool. We'll leisurely go pack our things. No problem that there's an actual murderer in our vicinity. So that blows me away immediately. So they all go up. They're like packing their things.
It's a bottle episode. They got this awesome set.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
they
totally.
Can't leave.
Oh,
they
it gotta... totally is. It's totally like, yeah, we have this mansion for the weekend. Let's go ahead and knock this out.
We're not leaving.
Yeah. So they go. So they're up there like leisurely packing their shit. And then, you know, even though there's like they think a real murderer there. So they split up, go to their various rooms. And then that's when Lisa is freaking out and, you know, has Zach lock her in the room. Like the guy pulls Zach aside and he goes, hey, I'll give you vouchers for a free weekend. I'm sorry. A real murder is happening.
Yeah.
To repay you for living through seeing a real murder. I'm going to give you a couple passes for a free weekend to come back here.
Yeah, no thanks.
To the
thanks.
Scene of the crime.
No thanks, old man. No.
I mean, like...
I don't want your vouchers.
I'm good. I don't need to come back to the house where real murders
this
happened.
Real murder happened. But then...
So, he's like, Lisa, I'll lock you in this room where you'll be safe. I'll go get the vouchers from the dude. He goes down to meet...
I forget all of this. This voucher stuff... I mean, you were.
I'm getting real deep.
I'm surprised that you remembered the voucher stuff.
Of course, I took copious notes.
I can't believe there's a voucher as a pivotal role. These vouchers are vital to this script, the puzzle. We've solved the puzzle. He offers them vouchers. It's so weird. What is happening?
Goes to meet with a guy to be like, give me these vouchers. And the guy's office is totally trashed. And he's like chain smoking because he's like, oh my God, the murderer trashed my office. Mm-hmm. I got to get out of here. This is really murders happening. And so he's like, then the lights go out and that guy disappears.
Yep.
And so Zach's in the middle of his trashed office. And all of the other people who are staying at the mansion just happen to come down to this guy's office. They catch Zach. And of course, they're like, what are you doing here, dude? And he's like, oh, what? I was meeting with him and then he disappeared. And yeah. they're like, what the fuck? You totally killed him because, look, everything's trash and you're the only guy here.
And this is when Zach starts acting.
Yeah. Like, because he starts being like, no, you guys. And he goes, I just came to get these vouchers. He hands.
He's so stressed, though. I mean,
he is.
Like,
and the
like,
Jean-Claude guy. The Jean-Claude guy's like, dude, bro, what are you doing
in a
here?
Nehru collar. Is that what that's called?
I think so.
Is that Nehru? It's like with a button, like,
yeah.
comes to a point right under your throat, and there's like a black button there, like super 90s.
Yeah.
Like with like very open style, like matadorish. Like,
yes, yes, yes.
Jacket.
Totally. Yeah.
And he looked exactly like he was going for the Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes, he definitely
1991.
Did. Yes. Like, and he's even, I mean, he even amazing. Totally looks like him, like in the face and stuff.
And just like really, really knowing that he was on camera.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Really yeah, and he's yeah. totally like, bro, what's going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah, what's going on with this murder and who am I? Why am I here? Like, who else? Why was he there? Seriously, like, he just appeared. Another extra, unexplained. There was the old people. Maybe he was another contest winner.
I think so, yeah. I think he also...
Or did he get a voucher? I don't know. will you stamp my card? Can you punch up? That becomes,
oh my God, are you like a frequent visitor?
Can you punch my card? Yeah, I'm a frequent. I've come 12 times, so I think I get a free murder mystery weekend.
I've come to solve 12. Like,
it becomes
12
about,
different murders
like,
on 12 weekends.
Yeah. Thanks for the voucher. What is happening?
So he goes. Zach tries to complain to explain to Jean-Claude, like, I was here to get my free vouchers. And the guy's like, what vouchers? And he hands them to him. And he opens it up, and it's an envelope full of cash. And they're like, yo, bro, this is cash.
Yeah.
Like, you killed him and stole the prize money. And so now everybody, in the context of this, everyone thinks Zach is a murderer.
Right.
And they
this is where the acting really starts.
Right. But they calmly are just like, oh, this guy murdered a guy. We should just take him upstairs.
Yeah.
And hang out with him.
Yeah. Like that's basically what they do. Yeah.
I mean, and then.
Well, he's pretty cool. Zach. Zach Morris. Bazinga.
Like, I just can't. Like, within the logic of the show, he's a murderer to these people.
Yes.
But they bring him up, and then they get another, like, fakey detective, but I guess they think it's a real detective. And he comes in, and he's, like, questioning his friends.
Is that the fat guy with the chin?
Yeah, with, like, the chops and everything. And they go, he's like, okay, tell me about your friend here
another
that's a murderer.
Another sketch comedy character.
Oh, 100%, yeah. But he's like, hey, you guys, tell me about your friend, the murder suspect.
Yeah.
And they're just so chill. They're like, he's a pretty cool dude. Like, if you are a teen, if you're like, we think your friend murdered a human being.
Yeah.
You would just be like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
And they're all like, no, he's a pretty solid dude. Like, he's a cool, chill dude. And there's like a whole scene where they're all just calmly saying
that. The thing about it is it's the worst farce. Like, if you think about a farce, like what a farce is supposed to be. And this is a clue. Is a farce.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a farcical comedy.
Right.
Think of what they're doing. But they're, instead of doing entrances and exits and farcical plot points, they are, in lieu of that, lazily not doing that. And just instead of doing plot points, adding characters. They add a character.
Oh,
like,
totally.
Every scene lit like has another. Oh, it's another like sketch comedy character.
Totally.
Because the guy's just like, yeah, just add another character.
Yeah. And the guy.
Is this done? Are you fucking done? Can you go? Going to Palm Springs to, you know, do blow, butt chug blow or whatever. I'm 68. Yeah.
Yes, you're right, because they add another detective character, and then the guy who was head of the house is dressed like a woman.
Yeah,
he's another. He's supposed to be another like private investigator, but is the guy dressed like a woman? Which again, if you got within a foot from him, you'd go, oh, that's the guy wearing a wig.
Yeah,
I mean, he's still clearly a man wearing a wig.
He was
and they're
a skinny faced man.
Yeah. But they're like, oh, this another lady is coming in here.
Hey, I don't know about that. It was like such a bad woman voice. Hey, I don't know about that, Slater. I think you're wrong. Oh, boy. Screech comes in. Give Screech a line. Just give the last line to Screech. What's the Screech? What's the Screech line? He says, whatever. I don't know. How about an I don't know there?
Write it down. Let's go to the golf course.
Let's go play golf.
So, yeah. So everybody's questioning Zach.
Yeah.
To his friends, he's a legitimate murderer, but they're super chill about it. So then they somehow leave it. They go, the detectives or whatever that they think are real go, hey, we got some other shit to do. We'll leave you guys alone with your murdering friend in your hotel room. We'll be right back.
Makes sense.
Which, again, like, never would that happen. Like, he'd be handcuffed, taken, like, booked, whatever.
Well, it's like Screech has got to get out some zingers. So, you know, you can
so
only
we got to put him in the room.
Yeah.
So they go. They go back up to the hotel room. It's Zach, Slater, and Screech, and they're all together. And, you know, they're just standing there like, Zach, why'd you murder that guy? That sucks. And he's like, I didn't fucking murder him, you idiots. And Lisa's disappeared from the room. So they think he's also murdered Lisa.
Yeah.
Their friend Lisa.
The beautiful.
The beautiful friend Lisa. They're like, oh, you also murdered our friend.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, again, they're not like, holy fuck, call 911, you monster. They're just chilling in this room. And so Zach's trying to be like, no, you guys, I swear to God, I didn't murder her. She just disappeared. And Screech goes, yeah, right. What, does she go on some secret passage? Like, if I just tilt this candlestick, this is going to open? And then it does.
What? Like, so if I, he's like, what, so if I, tilt this candelabra, it'll secret passageway open?
Yeah.
But then the secret passageway, you think it's going to be a whole wall spinning around?
Yeah, like the bouquet spinning
it's
around?
Just the fireplace, which already has a hole in it, like, does a sound. And they're like, here's a secret passageway in the easiest, cheapest, most convenient place where they can just, okay, get down on your knees, crawl through this.
Yes.
Like the wall's supposed to be spinning around you. That's what you want.
That is a classic secret passageway. But instead, no, you're right. Like the fireplace just goes, and they go, oh, clearly that's a secret passageway. And then they go, Screech, you got to go first, which it is still the fireplace. That could lead directly to like a furnace. And they just make Screech go first. They, like, push him into it.
Yeah. Well, they're mean to Screech, and they
but it's like they have no idea where this
leads. He's the canary in the coal mine.
Well, yeah.
If Screech dies, we'll probably die in there, and who cares about him? He's worthless.
Totally. So they push him first. Like, we have no idea where this leads, but just go for it, buddy. So they push him through, and they, I guess, crawl through the, you know, whatever, fireplace tunnels into another fireplace.
Yeah.
They end up in the fireplace of that guy's office, the previous head of the guy's thing that apparently Zach murdered, right?
Right.
So they go in there, and then that's when Zach, I guess, eyes the scene, like, super sees, like, oh, a drink has lipstick on it. That means a woman was here.
This,
like,
I
all
really
that kind
zoned
of
out
shit.
For this. He's like, a drink has lipstick. He picks up the drink, and he's like, the drink!
He does, like, super CSI shit, where he's, like, testing the lipstick and shit. So,
but that probably doesn't make very much sense anyway.
Well,
he's like trying to
I mean,
do detective work. Just like,
even though, again, this is all based on, he's still in the minds of everyone at this weekend who's legitimately there. They think he's a murderer, but they're in a house where he's just like running free and like they don't even care.
Yeah.
So the next scene is they're all back around like the dinner table or whatever. And that's when Zach's trying to like clear his name.
Yeah.
And so that's when he goes around like, I solved the whole thing. Gives a huge speech about how it's like, see, here's Lisa, and like tilts the candlestick in whatever that room they're in. She comes out of the fireplace.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm alive.
She's, which is a great moment for her performance wise. You know, as if nothing happened. She's just like, hey, guys. Yeah. It's like, really, really good.
So she steps out of the fireplace. She's like, I'm alive. Zach did not kill me. And then Zach's like, yeah, because I noticed there's lipstick on her glass. Then there's lipstick on another glass, which means there's another accomplice.
Yes.
And then that's when the head of the guy, he like takes the wig off of the head of the guy, and everyone's like, oh my God.
Yep.
I can't believe it, when it's like, you can't? Like, that was clearly a dude.
It's clearly a dude. And that's like, when I said, I got a little bit turned on. Skinny-faced dude in a dress? Why not?
Why not? Yeah, so then really that guy's like,
really good actor.
Yeah, totally. So he's like, yeah, it's me, guys. And then somehow there's, for some reason, I genuinely didn't even get the plot. And I've watched this a bunch.
Yeah.
And when Zach's making the whole announcement, he's like, there was a second accomplice. And then that's when the detective takes off his, like, mutton chop sideburns. And it's the butler with a lisp.
Right.
And he's like, you rang?
Oh, God.
So I don't
thought
even
he was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not. And he was part of it. And honestly, after Zach gives the whole speech, like, I don't even know what really happens.
Yeah.
But obviously he's like, I didn't do it. And then I guess he wins.
Did they get saved by the bell at any point? Was there a bell save?
There was never a bell save.
No.
Unfortunately.
Well, they weren't in school.
That's true. But there should have been like the maid. Don't you ring a bell for that hot maid to come? That should have been like.
Let's talk about her French accent for a second.
Okay.
Wow. Amazing.
It
I mean,
was, It just, she said, she just called everything like Z. I will get ZT for you, Z, sir.
Yes,
like,
Mr. Zach Morris. Yeah. Yes. It was so lazy. I can't believe it.
It was like not even close.
Does that
at
happen?
All.
I mean, do people like that? I feel like people like that don't get jobs anymore. I feel like the show business is weeded.
I feel
out.
Like with her, again, I would not be surprised if she was like the mom of an extra. Like, yeah. For real. Like one of the teenage extras that's usually at the high school. Like they were like, look, my mom's kind of hot. My mom's like a mature model.
Yeah.
She models for like Not Your Daughter's Jeans or whatever.
Yeah, she models for Leg Show.
Yeah. Totally. And then
for,
they're
like throwback porn.
She can be the hot maid.
Yeah.
Right. Totally. I wouldn't doubt that that is the case for that. As far as the rest of people, I don't know. Like, I don't know how they got this old ass couple.
Yeah.
And like the Van Damme dude.
I mean, Screech, was there a point where Screech, because I don't remember him being so dead-eyed. I mean, it's really like, was the first and second season, was he like, ow, boy?
Yeah, because like, he was like really young.
Because I remember him like putting heft into his performance. But in this episode, which is technically like, if you're on Saved by the Bell, this is a blast.
Oh,
like,
this is like, this is
you're
where
not
you
in
get
the high school
really
set.
Stretch.
You're in a different set.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's like two blocks away or whatever. Yeah. And like, oh, we're on the mansion set? Yeah. All these characters, it's so funny. This is going to be really good. I think this is going to be a good one.
We're really good.
Oh man,
spread
all those
our wings.
Characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just add another character to twist. The twist is another character with different makeup on every single time. That's the big twist. And,
the twist is we're going to take this one dude who plays the butler and put him in 9 costumes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's the twist. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
twist.
Yeah.
It's so sick.
But then
by
the thing
bell.
Is at the end, like, I guess, so he wins. Like, they don't even show, like, it just ends. But I guess Zach, like, wins money. I wonder if he has to, like, share it. If I were Lisa, I'd be like, you have to give me some of that money because, like, we're only here because I called the radio station.
Yeah, they give him a rebate.
Yeah, like, I had to call in, like, 19 times to be this.
You got a rebate. You got to take it to our East Lansing location. You got to take it to, yeah, I got to take it to Circuit City.
Mail it in.
And then you get a thumb drive. Take your thumb drive. Oh, wait, it's 1991.
Yeah, this is
pre-internet. There's no thumb drives.
No, like, yeah, that's not happening. There are no computers or whatever. Yeah, so that you got here for like a pretty weird episode.
This is, I'm glad. I mean, if it's usually like, you know, like there's a gun in their locker or like whatever. Like, what's the plot? Like, what are the plots usually? It's like, what's a example of?
Well, there's not really, there are a couple
like
of.
Like a new, it's rare, like.
There are a couple of PSA ones. Like, there's an anti-drug one where like, yeah, somebody's like smoking.
But
weed
if it's not anti-drug, like if it's
no,
one of
the
49 episodes
of the
season.
No, for the most part, it's just scheming. It's like, Zach starts a business.
Yeah, Zach starts a business. Slater's like, hey, I want in. Well, it's my idea. Well, I want in. I don't know. And then like, Tiffany Amber Thiessen's
no,
like, who should I blow? Because there's like sexual tension. Do they date each other, right?
Yes.
And like Slater dates Jesse, right?
Yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
Is he dating her here?
No. There's
got
like
some
a weird
Jerry girl.
There's like
there,
weird
man.
Times where they aren't dating for a couple of episodes, and then they are. Like, there's weird nebulous times for that. But for the most part, overall, it's like
that's
schemes. It's just like schemes on schemes on schemes. Like, most like, episodes, it's just like Zach pulling a scheme.
Yeah.
Trying not to get caught by building. It's
yeah.
like Zach selling his clothes. At
fake
school.
IDs? Like, is it
fake IDs? Totally. There's fake IDs.
So he's
episodes.
Like a bad boy, Zach. He's bad. He'd do like, I got a way to get fake IDs. Zach, we shouldn't be drinking.
Yes.
That's Lisa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We shouldn't be drinking. Well, you can either get with the program or get the fuck out of my face, bitch. And then like by the end of the episode, he's like, I'm so sorry. Screech, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Well, it's okay. It's just amazing. It's amazing. I got a scheme.
That's basically.
Garage sale.
Yeah.
At school. So we don't have to change sets. I got a scheme.
That's like 100%. That's 100%
yeah.
it. Like, Millie's here, right? If anybody's hearing laughing, that's my best friend Millie. She's still here. We just recorded the episode where they start a business selling spaghetti sauce.
Oh, my God. Of course. I think they should start a business.
What do teenagers
with spaghetti
want more?
Sauce. All right, Jimmy, write it up.
What do teenagers, what do teenagers want more than spaghetti
well,
sauce?
Well, this is, you got to remember, April. This is 1991. This is the height of Newman mania.
Yeah.
This is like when Newman came out with some serious spaghetti sauce.
With sauces and dressings.
Was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sauces and dressings. It was pretty good stuff.
Teenagers were clamoring for it.
So, I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Oh. Kicking it.
Yeah.
Eighth grade, drinking milk, kicking it, playing some hockey. That's what I was doing.
And all you wanted, you were like, why won't somebody at school sell me some spaghetti sauce?
Yeah. Give me some spaghetti sauce. I craved that. And I was like, by the way, mom and dad, why can't me and my three female and three male friends go on an organized, spooky, mystery weekend with useless, generalized characters? I can't believe, like, how general everything was.
Yeah.
Like, Clue, just watch Clue and take the attributes of Colonel Mustard and give them to one guy, you know? Give the people different attributes or whatever. Like, they're not.
Instead, it was just.
Except for the French accent lady. Yeah,
these
it was just like.
Have a beard.
I'm a little bit like this, but what are you? Why are you there? Are you. It's so weird. It reminded me of the movie The Game, the Michael Douglas movie The Game.
Wait, which was that where they hunt each other?
No.
What am I thinking
of? The Game.
Of?
You got to see The Game. It's really good. It's a weird Michael Douglas movie from like 1992. Five or something,
right?
And it's like Sean Penn is his brother.
Why am I thinking of a movie where people hunt each other? That's one with like
hunt each other.
That's like Alec Baldwin and
that's the bear movie.
Yes,
movie, or, yeah, that's Alec Baldwin and
Isn't
Anthony Hopkins.
That one where like Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins try to like eat
they make a
bear.
A compass out of a leaf and a pine needle.
Right, but like were they trying to like fight a bear?
Well, they're being hunted by a bear. It's a good movie.
Oh, I thought
it's
they
David
were just
Mamet
like,
wrote that movie.
Oh, okay. That's what I don't know why I'm mixing that up with The Game. Okay, your movie. What's they don't try to hunt each other.
They don't try to. Well, my movie. Wait, what was I talking about?
The Game. The movie.
Oh,
the
game. No. It's Michael Douglas is like, he's like a you know, asshole businessman as per usual.
Oh, and I'm thinking of that one. Yeah.
But you should watch it. It's great. I don't want to give any spoilers though. It's pretty obvious.
But wait, how does it relate to this?
Well, it's like this is like this is like more like Clue, but it's like The Game because. They set all this up to teach Zach Morris a lesson.
Oh, right. Okay.
If you knew The Game, it would help.
Okay.
But
I'll have to, is it scary?
It's like a thriller, but it's that doesn't make sense, but it's not scary.
It's not going to give me nightmares.
It might not hold up. So check it out.
I'll
let me know.
Let you know if it holds up.
Let me know.
Now I feel like I need to watch The Game and
Saved by the Bell holds up.
And Survive.
Man, it's crazy. Wow. It is so like, it takes you back, right? It like, reminds me of so many just like, oh man, I wish I could like.
No, but I'm interested in getting, okay, I'm trying to think of how old, this airs next week, because I'm turning 35 soon, but this is going to air next week, so I'm still 34.
Yeah.
And you are?
37.
Yeah, so that's what I thought when I asked you to do this, other than you're funny and awesome and all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm 36 right now, tomorrow's my birthday.
Tomorrow's your birthday,
yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Well, you'll be 37 when this airs, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, we're around the same age, so I was like, I assumed, because it's just such a thing, anybody within like 10 years of our ages know this because it was just like in the ether, and it came on like 900 times a day.
But the like crazy, like, I was not like tuned into that. I hated it. Like, I would flip past it and be like, fuck that.
And you were also even past like watching it ironically.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I knew people were definitely talking about it and like into it. But I was just like, no, man, I'm punk rock.
Right.
I like the Blues Explosion.
Right.
I like the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm into punk funk.
Right.
But, it just like that whole.
So this is like.
But
the
I'm
first...
trying to think of like what my Saved by the Bell was. Like it was probably just watching like endless MTV. I like loved MTV.
Right. You know? No, I did too. My parents didn't have cable, but my grandparents did. So when I was at my grandparents' house, it was like nonstop. I have to watch all of the MTV possible because I can't at home.
Yeah.
So I was with you on that, but like, it's. So
I would watch
like
Evening Shade. You know, I would watch like
Hal Holbrook.
Yeah. I mean, I would watch like. I'd watch just like Designing Women.
Oh,
I watched
totally.
Roseanne.
I watched the shit out of that.
I watched just some like, you know, I watched some serious,
right?
Like weird, like old people TV.
Yeah, me too.
I watched Good Times for a period.
Oh,
what's
I was just,
happening?
I was so into that.
What's
and what's happening?
Was a big,
totally.
Big show
the
for me.
The classic ep where rerun bootlegs the Doobie Brothers concert.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah. That actually sparked a huge debate in the copyright infringement world.
Yeah, home taping is killing music. had one of those stickers with the cassette. But no, so this is the first ever, like the first time you watch an entire episode of this all the way through.
I wouldn't say that. I've probably watched an entire episode, like, ironically, but definitely like settled on, like, you know, had it on and watched like a third of it. Like at some point it was like, oh my God, I can't believe this.
Right.
Pandering crazy show.
Right.
Because I definitely had my guard up when it probably would have infected my mind like a year earlier. Right. I probably would have been like, oh, this is, but I think it's more for girls than boy. Like it seems like girls like it.
Well, I've had a couple.
It's like 90210 Junior.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I have had dudes on that did watch it, but they primarily were like, well, I watched it to jerk off to Kelly. Like completely.
Those guys are really?
My God. I've had dudes my age were like, I watched this 100% for Kelly.
Really?
Like she was my first crush, and total like, boner for her.
That what bumps me is like the jerk off. Like I would never jerk off to like a TV show.
I don't know if they actively, if they did it while it was airing, but maybe just later you're thought
going,
of Kelly.
But you're still like going through watching the show. Like,
right. Well, you got to get to fill the spank bank with Kelly memories. I guess you got to watch it.
Man, I just saved up that spank bank, those like, thesons and snapshots, and then just
and
like
then later on retire to your room.
Yeah, that wasn't really my steez. I dug Ren and Stimpy. You know.
Oh, I was watching the shit out of Ren and Stimpy.
I love.
Well,
some
wait,
Ren
then
and
who?
Stimpy.
What? Who were you jerking it to as a kid on TV?
Here's what I jerked it to. I didn't jerk. I mean, I probably did.
Like, again, not actively, like, as you're watching TV, but, like.
I just got magazines that.
Oh, okay.
I had porn.
Did you get wood porn in the woods, like every dude?
I had porn in the woods, under a log in my woods, with some neighbor co-conspirators and my brothers.
Yes.
And really weirdly disturbing porn, like dog on man porn.
What?
And,
it wasn't just, like, Playboys?
Dog on woman porn. It was, like, it was, like, fucked up porn.
In,
it was, like.
Wait, magazine form?
Magazine form. Ill, crazy, like fetish porn.
But and who left it in the woods
and
for
you? And then normal porn too, like tons. Like somebody stole their dad's porn, and their dad's porn just happened to be like
crazy shit.
The worst, like yeah. So I was like looking at, and it was at the point like I started looking at it when I was like six. So I got into
Can
that.
Can you even get boners when you're six?
No, I was gonna say like I wasn't jerking off to it. It was just blowing my mind. It
right,
was just,
right.
I'd look at it and get like nauseated. I'd be
right.
Like, oh, what is happening?
Right.
And then. And then I would like more get like a bathing suit catalog with like or like the swimsuit issues, stuff like that.
Yes.
That's what I
Those
really
Those are the classics. Yeah.
Did
well,
it
yeah.
up. Yeah. Yeah.
We talked on the previous episode about the phenomenon of woods porn and how that's like a thing for dudes. And
yeah.
And how it's like happened to almost every dude I know, no matter where they grew up. They're like, oh yeah, I found porn in the woods.
Yeah.
And that's just like, I guess, dudes just leave porn in the woods for other generations of dudes to find.
That's what it felt like. A lot of it was like really like sun bleached and like maggot infested.
Yeah.
But that was the
challenge.
But
that's the hand me down of.
You still get the like weirdo pictures when, you know, they're like half.
Sun bleached.
It's all sun bleached.
It's like faded and like.
You know, it's rained on it 1,000 times already. Right. But it's still like, you can see that weird images. I think some of them are burned into my mind, but I've like. Got them
I didn't
in some
even know
weird
they
would.
I thought it was like illegal.
Illegal?
Bestiality magazines existed.
All kinds of stuff happens. Yeah, I mean, it's all profitable.
It's all profitable.
So they find a way to make it happen.
Oh my God!
Ugh.
Now I kind of am curious and want to see a dog boner magazine or whatever. No,
well,
I don't really though, because I'll never sleep again.
You can Google it. Dog boner magazine.
Dog boner weekly.
It only remains. That's our next project. Dog boner weekly. It's a weekly. It's got to be like black
and
white.
People want new dog boners.
Listen,
once a week. They get tired of the old ones quickly.
Do you think you know, someone would sponsor us, like one of these podcast sponsors, like. Think of it as a podcast.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Sponsored Dog Boner Weekly.
Listen, guys, do you hate putting stamps on things? Stamps.com. All right, we got dogs with big pink boners. It's real weird. It's horrible. We're going to horrify you. Anyway, that's what we're talking about now, but this is about Saved by the Bell.
Okay, I think that's as good a place as any to end on. Big pink dog boners. I want to thank you
for
coming
for
over to
thank
do
you.
This.
Thank you.
I honestly really appreciate it, especially because I didn't know. Like, I'm more grateful knowing that you suffered through this just to be nice to me.
No,
it's very kind.
Oh, no, this isn't to be nice. I love you.
Oh, well, see, that's
you're
the
best.
It's very nice.
It was a blast. I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, when you watch, I mean, you really teed one up, you know, with this Clue episode.
Yeah, this is the one of the crazier ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy that you were the guest for it.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And your Twitter is?
At John Daly.
It's just at John Daly.
At JONDALY.
And are you still on the reg getting people being like, hey, you're the golfer?
No, the
golfer.
How
is that project going? The John Daly is John Daly thing.
Well, it's a life project, you know, so it's still out there. Go to John Daly is John Daly. That's JONDALY is JOHNDALY.com. John Daly is JohnDaly.com.
Speaking of, like, has he reached out to you and been like, stop
doing
this?
No, he follows me on Twitter.
Oh, so he thinks it's funny.
I have no idea. He might hate me. I don't know. I hope he doesn't. I want to reach out to him and say that I want to work with you, bro.
Want to do a thing?
Yeah.
Are you? So you're. But maybe he follows you on Twitter because it's maybe like a keep your enemies closer thing. Like he's got to keep tabs on you.
Oh, he's like hate following me?
Yeah, just to make sure that you don't do anything in his good name or whatever.
Yeah, well, all I want to do is like collaborate with him and make him more famous. So
right, okay.
I don't know why he'd think that. But yeah, I mean, I guess some of the pictures are kind of insulting. But they're no more insulting than any pictures of him.
Right.
Are already just out there.
Right. Kind of. Well, I think it's hilarious.
Thanks, buddy.
So is there anything, your Twitter, anything else? This comes out on Tuesday. You're on Kroll Show.
Kroll Show, season 3, we're filming now. Comes out next February.
Awesome.
And yeah.
Hey, are you ever, maybe this is weird to ask, are you ever going to do another Cracked Out album?
Oh, Cracked Out.
Me
and
like
Brett are talking
thing.
About doing Cracked Out, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we might do a Cracked Out album.
Okay, good. Please do, because I listen to the Cracked Out, the EP all the time, the Fleetwood Crack EP all the time.
Thank you.
Like, not kidding. It's fucking awesome.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Cracked Out.
So please do another one.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. That was another episode of Go Bayside. As usual, thank you for all the rad emails and everything and the iTunes reviews. And for those of you watching along on Netflix, the next episode I will be covering is called The Fight. So that will be coming up next on Go Bayside. Thanks, guys. Beep, 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 beep.